You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. Flags across the state today are flying at half staff to honor the nearly 3,000 people who died during the 2001 attacks. Governor Evers has declared today as a day of service and remembrance. He's encouraging Wisconsinites to give back to their communities through acts of kindness and by volunteering. Here in Oshkosh, an NYPD veteran and first responder in New York City during 9/11 will speak at the EAA Aviation Museum's annual memorial program tonight. David Norman is a retired detective second grade and veteran of the New York Police Department. He's also a recipient of the NYPD Medal of Valor. He'll speak at the Eagle Hangar at EAA at 7 p.m. tonight. The Oshkosh Transportation Committee wants you to fill out another poll, this time to gauge what you think of having ATVs and UTVs on city streets. And if so, then where, when, and how to allow them. The committee held off on making a recommendation at a meeting on Tuesday. They say they want more information. Committee member Al Hartman.
For me personally, I'm not comfortable passing anything tonight on a specific ordinance. I don't know enough. I don't have enough sense of what the implications are if I supported something. So personally, I'm not in that position at this point. Would it make any sense to, although I think I know what the outcome is going to be, what a poll would do, you know, in the community? I know we've polled on a number of issues. We polled on some of the busing, on the bus schedule issues. We polled on a couple other things. Would it make any sense to poll citizens on this to say, hey, what are your thoughts on this issue?
It comes as Winnebago County in June approved new rules for ATVs and UTVs on county roads, requiring that drivers are 16 or above and that they have a valid driver's license, along with liability insurance. At the same meeting, the Transportation Committee also approved a potential solution for traffic outside Carl Traeger School. They signed off unanimously on a traffic signal at the east driveway of Traeger, which will head to council. The Oshkosh Area School District had hired engineering consultants to suggest ways to cut down on accidents outside of the school. Those consultants recommended a traffic light as the best option rather than a roundabout. They also recommended a rapid flashing beacon for pedestrians on the west end, but that doesn't require council approval. Facing a potential acquisition by Slate Aviation, Air Wisconsin is withdrawing from a federal contract, reports the Post-Crescent. The contract was awarded in August to restore air service to two cities in West Virginia and Ohio, even amidst some community pushback. Under the two-year essential air service contract, the airline would have received subsidies from the U.S. Department of Transportation. The withdrawal comes as the airline is expected to lay off over 200 employees later this fall, including about 127 workers at Appleton International. Wisconsin Republicans are working on education bills that would require school districts to consolidate, establish statewide standards on student discipline, and overhaul math instruction. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
These bills aren't even drafted yet, so there weren't a ton of details available at a press conference this week. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to combine. There are more than 400 of them across Wisconsin, and record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes just to keep the district afloat. Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie.
Consolidation has long-term positive effects on both students and taxpayers. So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today than there were 20 years ago.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade. Republicans' plans also include revamping the math curriculum and what they're calling a teacher's bill of rights, which they say would standardize discipline for students. They also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer criticized Republicans' plans, saying, quote, Republicans' K-12 education plans won't address the challenges facing working families or give our kids the opportunities they deserve. We shouldn't be talking about consolidating districts. We should be investing in our local schools, end quote. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Packers match up against Washington tonight in prime time, and Lambeau Field has officially achieved wonder status. During a joint announcement with the Green Bay Packers, Travel Wisconsin named this stadium the 11th wonder of Wisconsin yesterday. Lambeau Field is the second largest and oldest stadium in the NFL and is now the largest venue in Wisconsin. It opened in 1957 as City Stadium, replacing the original City Stadium at Green Bay East High School, and was renamed in 1965 in memory of Packers founder, player, and longtime head coach Earl Curley Lambeau. What was once 48 acres of farm field is now a year-round destination. Since the Packers started offering tours of Lambeau in 2003, nearly 3 million people from more than 200 countries worldwide have toured it. Travel Wisconsin launched the Wonders of Wisconsin in 2023 as a lineup of must-visit places in the state for residents and visitors alike. I'm Shally Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers play the Washington Commanders tonight. Green Bay 3-point favorites to win. Jordan Love asks if he likes playing in night games.
I like playing in whatever game. You know, no matter what game it is, I'm ready. We don't get to, you know, pick and choose which games are prime time, things like that. But, man, every game is an opportunity to go out there and win the game. So it doesn't matter when it is, what time, where we're playing at. You know, I'm ready for each game.
Baseball, the Brewers headed home. They open a series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals after being swept by the Rangers. Final score yesterday, 6-3. Pat Murphy.
Still proud of our guys. I love our guys. It's not lack of effort, guys. It's not letting down. It's maybe the opposite. They're exhausted. We're beat up. We're injured. And things did not go our way this week. You guys saw it. You know, that has to happen sometimes in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sometimes we are better off as moviegoers when there are no huge blockbusters being released. True movie fans can take advantage of the variety that becomes available in theaters post-summer, and such is the case this weekend. This week's openers are headlined by Downton Abbey, the grand finale. The Crowley family finds themselves at the center of a public scandal as they move into the 1930s. I never really watched the show, so I don't have much of an opinion, but the film has a built-in fan base and a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for something that is the exact opposite, check out The Long Walk, a thriller based on Stephen King's first novel. The film tells the story of a group of teenage boys taking part in a contest where they must maintain a certain walking speed or they get shot. Not for those seeking whimsy, but it is pulling a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, The Wait Is Over is the sequel to Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap 2 hits the big screen. No reviews are in, but none needed. Let's go to the movies. If you're a fan of horror flicks but not the theater, there is a creepy new hit film you can now stream from your couch. Weapons has just dropped on various streaming platforms. The film was a hit in theaters, raking in over $143 million in just 5 weeks. The story is set into motion when a group of children run out of their house all at the same time in the middle of the night and disappear. The Zach Cregger's film that stars Amy Madigan, Josh Brolin, and Julia Garner received a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Leonardo DiCaprio says he will slow down a bit when it comes to acting roles. The Titanic star told People he will be more picky when it comes to the roles he takes. His new film, One Battle After Another, is directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, who also directed one of Leo's faves, Boogie Nights. DiCaprio says he couldn't do Boogie Nights because he was shooting Titanic at the time and doesn't regret the decision, but if he could go back in time, he would do both Oscar-nominated films. One Battle After Another hits the big screen September 26th. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star and founder of the soft swinging group on TikTok called Mom Talk will be the new bachelorette. Taylor Frankie Paul will have her pick of men on national television. But be careful, attention-seeking hot guys, because she is no stranger to scandal. Paul, the mother of two, confessed that she and other couples in the community were soft swingers, meaning she and her husband regularly made out with other couples. Once you get a look at Taylor Frankie Paul, you'll realize why all the other husbands wanted a French kisser. In addition to two hot first names, she has perfect eyebrows. According to the New York Post, the soft swinging resulted in a pregnancy for Paul by another husband. That must have been some kiss. Beware though, bachelor, she was also charged with a third-degree felony for throwing something at her first husband that accidentally hit her child. Don't worry, the charges were dismissed, paving the way for Paul to choose another potential baby daddy on national TV. I think I'm in love. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog early, otherwise expect partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, patchy fog developing late, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 54. On Friday, warmer with mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.